With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, guys? Josh Pate here from 24/7 Sports, joined as I am this time every week by Steve Wiltfong, National Director of Recruiting. Steve, we got a lot to talk about in this week's Wiltfong Recruiting Whip Around. Let's start on the East Coast with five-star cornerback Tony Grimes. We are nearing a decision date here. What's the very latest?
The number one cornerback in the 24/7 Sports composite out of Virginia Beach, Princess Anne High, will announce his college decision on June 30th. Brian Doan had the story on the 24/7 Sports Network, and as that dropped, I flipped my crystal ball from Georgia to North Carolina. The Tar Heels have had the momentum much of the spring, and I think they're the one to beat going into the decision. And that would be a crucial pickup for the Tar Heels, Josh. We've talked a ton on this platform here on the Whip Around or on 24/7 Sports about how they've crushed recruiting. Top 25 class last year, number four in the 24/7 Sports rankings this year. Quarterback recruiting, they've done it as well as anyone nationally. Defensive line recruiting, they're in that conversation as well. Difference makers at wideout, linebacker, and safety. But they haven't landed a blue chip guy at corner, and Grimes would certainly fit that bill. They're counting on a couple transfers this year to really bolster that position. Bryce Watts from Virginia Tech, Kyler McMichael from Clemson. But the 2020 cornerback, they only signed one last year. It was Jaden Chalmers, who had to go the JUCO route. So now they have zero true freshmen coming in at the position. They have Tymir Brown committed this year, I think has a lot of upside. A guy that can run, a guy that's that smooth and athletic and fluid, but he plays a lot of quarterback on the prep level, so that's more of a projection. Tony Grimes would not be a projection. He's a guy, no matter which school he picks, whether it's North Carolina, Georgia, Ohio State, or Texas A&M, among his finalists, he's a guy that comes in and competes right away for an integral role in your secondary, but particularly for North Carolina, they would need a guy like that. Dre Bly, the lead recruiter, he's from Virginia Beach. One source told me that he could give up football and move to Virginia Beach and win the election for mayor. And if there's a term limit, they would get rid of it for Dre Bly. That's how beloved he is in the Virginia Beach area. And yeah, he's a two-time All-American at North Carolina before playing in the NFL. The proof is in the pudding for him. And I think that Tony is really connected with Dre, Coach Brown, and that staff, and sees an opportunity to make an impact for a program that's on the way up. Georgia, if it's not North Carolina, I think it'll be Georgia. I had my crystal ball on Georgia coming out of a terrific visit to Athens early this year. He was scheduled to go back twice. He was going to play in a 7-on-7 tournament in the area, and they were going to go back and see it, and then they were going to come back another time and bring Tony's mom. And look, Georgia, they're a program that's in the conversation to win the national championship. Kirby Smart's a defensive-minded head coach. They have a really good relationship with Coach Warren. They've recruited that position at a high level. They landed Keely Ringo, the number one cornerback in the 24/7 Sports composite last year. They also got Jalen Kimber, who was number six in the top 247. They got Tyreek Stevenson, the class prior to that, who was the number two cornerback in the top 247. So loading up on Georgia, trying to load up on lockdown defensive backs as they try and go from national championship contender to national championship favorite. So those are the two teams that I'm keeping an eye on right now for Tony Grimes.
Let's look at the Elite 11 roster, Steve. This is coming up a little over a week from now, and we're talking about Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm looking at the list of quarterbacks, and I'm wondering maybe about some guys we're not going to see there that you wish you could see.
Well, I think it starts with Eli Stowers, the Texas A&M commit who threw for 3,000 yards and 36 touchdowns as a junior to only four interceptions, added almost 1,200 rushing yards and 11 touchdowns. He's a 7-foot high jumper. He is a unique athlete at the quarterback position. Wish could have saw him live in that setting, but he actually got hurt. I believe it was in the state championship game as a junior. He's on track. Last I read to be healthy by the fall, but would love to see him compete in this setting, as he's a guy we're really high on 24/7 Sports. A couple guys that have gone up in the top 247 rankings In the last month, Luke Altmyer, a quarterback, committed to Florida State on the verge of getting a fourth star. He's got an 89 rating with us, threw for over 3,000 yards and 35 touchdowns as a junior out of Starkville, Mississippi. He has one of the more polished skill sets that we've seen when it comes to the quick passing game, according to my colleague Charles Power. He completed 67% of his throws last year. Alabama just offered. He's a guy that I would have loved to see in that setting. Joey Labas is another young man who at one point was a low three-star with us, committed to Ball State. Missed his entire sophomore year because of injury, so really wasn't even on our radar last year. His team went 0-10 without him. Comes back, throws for over 2,000 yards last year, 22 touchdowns, only two interceptions, over 400 rushing yards, eight more scores. His team tied for their district division title with him back in the lineup. He's now committed to Iowa. Would have been interesting to see what he could do in that setting. I did get a chance to see Texas quarterback commit Jalen Milroe at the All-America Bowl National Combine in January. Thought he could perform better. The junior film is great. 29 touchdowns passing, eight rushing touchdowns. Would have loved to see him in another camp setting over the course of a couple of days. It's a great quarterback year in Texas. Would have loved to see Stowers and Milroe in that setting alongside the likes of Demetrius Davis, who's going to Auburn, and Garrett Nussmeier going to LSU. Jake Garcia committed to USC. Miller Moss, the other USC commit, is going to be at the Elite 11 finals. Obviously, anytime you have two quarterbacks committed to one school, you want to see them both there competing alongside each other to make sure you're ranking the guy that you feel has the best chance to be the starter the highest. Jake Garcia completed over 70% of his passes as a junior for 2,301 yards and 25 touchdowns and just eight interceptions. He's a guy with a smooth delivery that can make all the throws. Would have been cool to see him there as well. That's five guys right there, I think, Josh.
That's it, baby. You got them. Hey, let's go to the top 24/7 now, and let's just look at some guys there. There's a lot of movement. There are news and notes coming out every week, it seems like. So maybe the latest things that have caught your eye with guys in the top 247.
Yeah, so linebacker Jordan Poole is the guy that's ranked in the top 100 of the top 247, number 66 overall out of the state of North Carolina. He's targeting a July 1st decision date. NC State's the 247 Sports crystal ball favorite. My gut is with Virginia Tech, man, and it seems like their defensive coordinator, Justin Hamilton, is kind of becoming a star on the trail. He's really doing a good job building relationships with guys like Jordan Poole and another top 247 guy, safety Donovan McMillan. He took a visit to Virginia Tech over the weekend with his family. Obviously, the college is it's a dead period, so you got to do the visit yourself. But he was able to tour around Blacksburg again. It was his third time on campus, and he's really clicked with Coach Hamilton as well. I think Donovan McMillan is going to end up at either Virginia Tech, Florida, or Texas A&M, and he's visited all three over the last couple weeks. I think he's targeting an early July decision as well. Keon Coleman, Josh, this young man caught 35 passes as a junior for almost 1,200 yards and scored 22 times. So he had more touchdown receptions than he did just regular receptions. He's a young man that's we're higher on than the industry, number 116 in the top 247, number 14 receiver overall. He's a factor in the return game and on defense. He dropped his top three of Kansas, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, which isn't a typical top three, but he's also going to play basketball in college, and all those basketball coaches are involved. Oklahoma, I would maybe give a hair of an edge to. I think Kansas is right there. Les Miles and Bill Self recruiting the heck out of Keon Coleman. I think he wants to see some improvement on the field this fall for the Jayhawks. Oklahoma just landed a four-star defensive lineman, Nathan Rollins-Cabong, who's going to play basketball at Oklahoma. So the Sooners trying to do that twice in this class, and Keon Coleman's a top target for them. And Frank Martin's been involved for South Carolina. South Carolina's been one of the programs most consistent with him. They're probably the long shot of the three, in my opinion, but they're in there. And then Shedeur Sanders. Louisville's got the number 18 recruiting class in the country, Josh. It's number four in the ACC. They do not have a quarterback committed right now. Their top guy is Shedeur Sanders. That's Deion Sanders' son out of Cedar Hill, Texas. He's won state titles the last 2 years. He's the guy that Scott Satterfield and company are locked in on. And I like Louisville as things stand now for Shedeur Sanders.
He is the man with the information. You can catch him here every week. You can catch him on 247sports.com every day. Steve Wilfong, pleasure as always, sir. We'll catch you here next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.